We're back at Roseon House, trying to keep you in a happy place as we're talking through a pretty aggravating situation that we don't completely understand. And I want to repeat the fact that we have been very appreciative of APS's provision of power for as long as they have, as reliably as they have. And actually, when you compare the kilowatt price to what they pay in other places of the country, they do a very good job. I just don't like the way this plan got approved and rolled out to the public and no grandfathered, and the whole really aggravating, complicated mess with the seats on the Corporation Commission and how they got there and where they're going next. And Gary, I just want to put you on notice right now. I want you, the next couple of minutes, find happy trails to you, because that's how we're going to go out at the end of today.
Till we meet again.
Yes, I want everybody, or Carol Burnett's old song. It's I'm so glad we had this time together. I want everybody to be happy, okay? I want everybody to just breathe deep. Now, listen, we're talking about the APS rate change. I haven't seen the phones light up like this. Jennifer hasn't had 1 second in this last hour where she didn't have the phone up. The lines have been lit the entire time. They want to know what we're going to do about it. I don't know that we can do a lot about it. a campaign apparently is starting to get you or me on the Corporation Commission. There's even one note here about getting me into the governor's office. Yeah, that'll work well. Okay, things not to do with this new rate.
The number one thing, most people are on an equalizer payment where they pay the same amount every month, and it will adjust up and down according to your usage from a year ago. When these rates take effect, do not look at your equalizer. Look at your electric bill and see what it's done, because if you wait for the equalizer to finally catch up with where this rate could end up, you'll have spent a couple $1,000s needlessly because you did not select a rate when this occurred, May 1st. So be prudent. Don't just pay your equalizer with your hands on your eyes going 4.5%. I'm thinking it'll go up 4.5% because that's not what's going to happen.
It's not what's going to happen. No. And we've been trying to get people off the equalizer. And I understand for home budgeting, a lot of families just have to do it. But we've been trying to get them off the equalizer for years. Well, if you're on it, buyer beware.
Right.
Baby.
At least scrutinize your bill. Look at the bill, the kilowatt hours, the cost, the charge. What did it do over last year? They put it on the bill, what it was last year, this year. It makes it easy, but at least look at it.
Okay. We're going to pick a plan. And there's seven plans?
Seven new rates.
And none of them carry forward except for 2% of the people that run
solar.
Correct. So all the other 98% of the customers are going to have to make a change.
True.
What happens if I pick the wrong plan?
Oh, that's a very good question. If you pick a plan and you decide it was the wrong plan, you don't like that plan, you can select the plan, another plan immediately. But once you select that second plan, you have to stay on it 12 months. So they are giving you one strike that if you select, it was the wrong one, didn't work for you, within a month or two, you can select another one, but that one you'll have to stay on for at least 12 months.
The irony, as I do the math, the irony of this rate change is I can identify one particular customer that's going to save money.
Yes.
Large home, large power consumer is actually going to see his bill go down.
A large home that was using 6,000 kilowatt hours on the standard rate, paying 17 cents a kilowatt hour, his bill is going to drop to 13 cents a kilowatt hour. He is going to see a savings. And he will be on the Premier Choice Large.
All right. I told you I had a business plan
that
where we could become billionaires.
Yes. I'm ready for it.
By my calculation, a two-cylinder natural gas compressor connected to basically
An alternator, generator.
A Ford Delco alternator plugged into your service panel is going to generate power at below 9 cents a kilowatt. I'm calling Southwest Gas Monday morning, and I'm showing them a demo model. And if you've got natural gas to your house, you can feed your electric panel with a natural gas generator.
Absolutely.
At lower than any rate they're giving you, except the winter super low rate.
Yep.
And so then you just turn your feed off from APS, and you have your own power generating plant right there feeding your house at below 10 cents a kilowatt.
Right. And you now become the general manager of your generating company, and you better make sure it operates well all the time. That's the only
downside.
Well,
you don't disconnect from the grid.
Well, okay, there we go.
Yeah, you don't disconnect, you still got it.
Do the on-peak, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, just have that little generator turn on-peak.
I think it's a great idea. I don't know if there's a noise abatement issue or not.
These little two cylinders, your neighbor won't. They're quieter than the air conditioning compressor.
Yeah. Makes sense.
This is us, Steve. I'm ready. Okay. So if we can't outsmart them with a supercooler, we're going to outsmart them with a natural gas
generator.
Tune in next Saturday. So can we do like a special podcast? Like we'll do an open mic for the next hour. You guys say what you really want.
We got a lot of people left online.